Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Oh, hi, Frangela. Hi, good morning.
Oh, good morning.
It's look at Frances sporting the Paul Bunyan look this morning.
Acting like she's not in her pajamas.
Can I just say, AOC, Ilhan Omar, on fire yesterday. The nerve of a party that associates with actual Nazis calling someone else anti-Semitic, right? And keeping her, voting her off committees.
She was amazing. I love that speech. She was like, you can have your vote or not. I am here to stay.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's listen. Wait, let's start with AOC. Hang on. Where are we? Which one?
24.
24. Thank 24. You. Start with AOC.
Don't tell me that this is about a condemnation of anti-Semitic remarks when you have a member of the Republican caucus who has talked about Jewish space lasers and an entire amount of tropes and also elevated her to some of the highest committee assignments in this body. This is about targeting women of color in the United States of America. Don't tell me, because I didn't get a single apology.
Time has expired.
My life was threatened. Thank you.
Hello. I mean,
it's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, there's George Santos sitting there who's not claimed to be Jewish, right? And isn't claimed to have relatives that died in the Holocaust that didn't. Oh, my God. Where do we even start? Right.
Call these people out for what they are every single day. We were literally yelling on our podcast yesterday about the need of the Democratic people to stand up, you know, in that body to stand up for their people.
Yeah. Ilhan Omar. Yes.
I mean,
oh, yeah, go ahead, Angela. Yeah.
No, I mean, that's my thing is there's her speech was you're about to hear it's fire. But the reality is she should have I want every single Democrat in the House to stand up and give a speech.
Yes.
Before every vote. Don't let them do this.
Yep. Absolutely. Ilhan Omar yesterday.
I am Muslim. I am an immigrant. And interestingly, from Africa. Is anyone surprised that I am being targeted? Is anyone surprised that I am somehow deemed unworthy to speak about American foreign policy, or that they see me as a powerful voice that needs to be silenced? Frankly, it is expected, because when you push power, power pushes back. Representation matters. Continuing to expand our ideas of who is American and who can partake in the American experiment is a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, I was saying this is the American dream. She came from a Somali refugee camp to the halls of the United States Congress.
We used to be proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
We used to welcome that. Remember when in the 70s, when we had those things on television talking about America being a melting pot?
Yep.
Even then we were like, we don't have to be a melting pot. You don't have to melt. You can just be in the stew. And then that was all good. We could all be different and have differences. We don't want that anymore. There are people inside of our government now saying, if you are not cis, hetero, straight, and Christian, and white,
yeah,
we don't want to hear from you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think y'all are forgetting that Marjorie Taylor Greene, she pulled herself up out of CrossFit and peroxide.
A vat of peroxide.
Don't take that struggle from her. Don't take that struggle from her. Those ends and those roots have been through it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
So, as people pointed out, including them, mm-hmm. that it was violent threats that the other members were removed, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Gosar.
And Boebert.
So, right. House Democrats fear rolling back J6 security measures will put Tuesday's State of the Union at risk of attack. They said that Republicans moved to return security to levels it was before the attack. Among other things, metal detectors were removed. More than a dozen House Democrats penned a letter to congressional leadership expressing an urgent concern for the safety and security of the president, other dignitaries, and guests at the upcoming State of the Union. The letter cites January 6th, more recently, Representative Corey Mills, Republican of Florida, sending inert grenades to colleagues. The rest of them are wearing AR-15 pins. I mean, you blame anyone for not feeling safe in the actual body?
You're not feeling safe. You aren't safe. Let's not talk about feelings. If they want to remove the metal detectors, you aren't safe.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would like to volunteer the entire Stephanie Miller Show team.
Thank you.
To provide security for House Democrats.
What now?
Excuse me?
Excuse me?
We'll all go there.
I'll do that.
All right.
Stand there all day long like this with our arms crossed in front of us, staring hard at the Republicans. And every time one of them looks like they're going for a pocket, we're going to be like, what? That better be gum. That better be gum you pulling out. What are you doing?
Slowly.
What are you doing?
Slowly.
Slowly.
Francis, I believe you could make good on your threat to slap the taste out of someone's mouth. Now, I have a question, as I've appointed you science czar of the Stephanie Miller Show. Is it possible, because I COVID slapped the taste out of my mouth for quite some time.
Mm.
Yeah.
Chris
feels that it is the velocity of which you are slapped. That,
by your mother.
Yes.
Oh.
By your mother.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Well, it's
mm-hmm.
physics,
oh.
Stephanie.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Science.
Mm-hmm. It's science.
Mm-hmm. Is there a course at Kalyer-Hilinsky Institute or?
Yeah, well, we teach the method and the technique. Those are two separate courses.
Mm-hmm. With two separate fees.
There were two separate fees, of course.
Yeah. That's smart. I think that's smart.
And you can't learn how to do it unless you've taken both classes.
Sure,
you have to take both classes to know how to do it.
Both classes. I don't know if y'all know that Chris is in charge of billing. He does accounts.
I see.
Right.
Yeah.
For the Kalyer-Hilinsky
yes.
School.
See, first you have to take the method, okay?
Yes.
Then that's the foundation for the technique.
Right.
Got it.
Right.
Okay.
There's no slapping in method, but it's all slapping in technique.
That's okay. Right.
Okay. Thank you. You know I don't mean to set you off, but Senator Tim Scott, the lead GOP negotiator for police reform in the Senate, mm-hmm. Thursday rejected the idea of taking up the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act, which was passed by the House last. He had signaled a readiness to return to the issue in the wake of the brutal killing of Tyre Nichols. The incident has spurred Democrats in Congress to re-up reform talks. But Dick Durbin said on Sunday that Scott should sit down with Cory Booker. That's who they obviously started this. Scott has dismissed suggestions that Republican lawmakers are holding up police reform, insisting that Democrats are to blame. If we watch one more Republican just throw up their hands and say, there's no law that would stop this. There's just nothing we can do about the Tyree Nichols of the world. Right? Yeah. I mean, why do we have any laws then? If there are absolutely no laws or reforms of any kind that will, right?
Absolutely. And Cory Booker, let me tell you something about Tim Scott. First of all, again, give the man props for his biscuits. They are good. Second, he don't listen to black people. Don't send Cory Booker over there. You need to just send Massa. Send somebody he recognizes as an authority.
He's saying it's a non-starter. It's a non-starter. Why is it a non-starter? I mean,
because he is a really good tap dancer and biscuit maker. That's what he's focused on.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, because he is, what we have to understand is we're not having a conversation. He's a non-starter. He is the non-starter.
He is the non-starter. Yeah.
He is the cudgel.
Angela,
is the thing that they have put in the way of the discussion.
I'm sorry. For those of you who are watching on Free Speech TV, Angela, was that a Black Panther claw? What was that? Held up.
That's me trying to remember the FCC.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Kevin in D.C., you're...
I said it's fair.
Yeah, it was a Wakanda forever. Sure. Okay, Kevin in D.C., you're on with Frangela.
Good morning, everybody. So nice to see and talk to you again, Frangela. It's been a while. And, you know, you mentioned Scott. Just when we had gotten rid of Herschel Walker, that despicable cross between Fetchit and Falkhorn Leghorn, then you got to deal with people like Scott. It never ends. They they pop up like whack-a-mole. But anyway.
And by the way, we do not endorse Frangela's comments about Tim Scott. And I don't. Go ahead.
But anyway, you know, this week, and I have to. I obviously I love all the individuals. You know, your crew and the people I met through your show. But I have to say once again, a lot of these problems will go away. John kind of hinted at it last segment. Ever since, it's not Kevin saying it, ever since the Civil Rights Movement, the majority of white people have voted for Republicans, hurting not only us, but themselves. So I have to say that when everyone gets tired, the mainstream population gets tired of not just us getting screwed, but themselves in every possible way, every policy, whether it's women's rights or anything you can name, then this crap will stop. Until they get tired of seeing your own pink-cheeked children get slaughtered and you don't do
anything.
That
was an amen from Francis. Yeah, that was an amen from Francis over there. What? But once again, the Stephanie Miller Show does not endorse Francis's comments about Tim Scott and his...
biscuit.
Or his... What? What? Tap dancing. Okay. Sorry. Kevin was making very good points. I was busy getting amateur things ready to go.
Yeah,
I didn't say it.
Let's be clear about it.
Yeah, Joni Ernst
when
said
somebody
that
says, "Don't tell me you're about to be told."
Yeah, Joni Ernst says that Tim Scott makes really
biscuit.
Good. Okay, I'm just saying. So it wasn't you? Wasn't just you? Okay.
Yeah. Hey, no, I'll say it to his face. If I promise you right now, if we ever meet Tim Scott, I will straight up go, I have one question for you. You're here right now. Who's watching the biscuits?
Biscuit.
Couldn't you just, maybe we could, you could tweet him a little gif of like the, you know, the black guy tap dancer from
Lawrence Welk.
And just a biscuit and a Hardee's biscuit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about just the Pillsbury Doughboy tap dancer?
Not just say anything. Just, okay.